This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. On the show this time, I'd like to welcome Kirsten French. Kirsten is with Guide Dogs for the Blind. Hey there, Kirsten. Welcome to Let's Talk Portland.
Hi, Gary. Excited to be here.
Great. So you and I spoke, it's been maybe a year or two ago. And back then, you were a client of Guide Dogs for the Blind. And now you actually work for Guide Dogs. Tell me about both sides of that.
Yes, correct. I have been on the client side of Guide Dogs for the Blind since doing both their orientation and mobility immersion program about 4.5 years ago, and since getting my guide dog nightly about 3.5 years ago. And while Nightly and I are still paired together, now I am on the professional side of things as well, having recently started as the manager of community education and advocacy.
Is you called your dog Nightly, is that right?
Correct.
Is how long have you had Nightly, and is this your first dog?
Nightly is my first guide dog, and she and I have been paired together for a little bit over 3.5 years.
Okay. So what's that experience been like?
Working with Nightly is always such an adventure. Working with her has expanded my life so much more, of increasing my access to the world as a blind traveler, my confidence in traveling. And as all of our clients talk about, she is such a social bridge to create opportunities for full access to the world. She's also the main reason why, when this job was available, that I was excited to be able to take on this role to increase the access that all of our clients and their guide dogs have to the world. Working with Nightly, while it's been such a wonderful adventure, we do experience access issues despite the legal requirements and ramifications, inspiring me to fight for that access in my role.
Well, that's kind of what one of the big topics we want to talk about today. You are the Community Education and Advocacy Manager at Guide Dogs for the Blind. And today we wanted to discuss the U.S. Department of Justice's suit against Uber for refusing service to riders who use service animals and mobility devices such as wheelchairs. Now, what exactly is Uber doing wrong?
Something that's really exciting about this lawsuit is that it goes beyond earlier lawsuits that focused only on guide dog access, that it really includes all of the disability discrimination that Uber has been engaging in over the years. The lawsuit has been built upon the vast amount of access discrimination that guide dog handlers, people with wheelchairs, other people with disabilities have experienced with when using rideshare, including Uber. As speaking specifically through the guide dog lens, that under the Americans with Disabilities Act, which Uber is under and must legally abide by, that a person cannot be refused service, charged an increased fee when they are using their service dog as a result of using their service dog, and our handlers are experiencing denials, charges of cleaning fee, requirement to use a pet service through rideshare and Uber. And even when they gain access, a lot of clients, including myself, report experiencing drivers who are angry, rude, dismissive of them when they're in their vehicle because of their service dog.
Wow. This is pretty eye-opening for, I'm not visually impaired, but I can't imagine what that must be like to be discriminated against like that just for trying to get a ride somewhere.
It creates such a level of unknown when traveling with your guide dog, or other service dog handlers have noted this as well, or wheelchair users have noted this as well, and the discrimination that they have reported, and other people with disabilities, to say rideshare should have created increased access to the world and created a space of equitable access, but has oftentimes done the opposite, leaving a question of, am I going to get denied? When a ride shows up, am I going to have to assert my right to access? When I get into that vehicle, is this ride going to be safe? Do I need to record conversations that are in there because of what might happen in that conversation of someone describing how angry they are that I am in their vehicle, despite being a paying customer the same as everyone else? And that uncertainty has had social, economic, and psychological impacts on our clients, as reported in our 2024 survey.
Wow. It's incredible. We're talking today with Kirsten French with Guide Dogs for the Blind. Now, you work at Guide Dogs for the Blind, and you're also a client. Have you personally experienced these rideshare denials?
In both my personal and professional side of life, I use rideshare quite often. And in the Portland, Vancouver area, we like to think of ourselves as incredibly inclusive, inviting people. And by and large, that is true. However, despite that, on average in this area, 25% of the time I am denied rideshare and experiencing a rideshare refusal. And that's just on average. Outside of that, when I'm traveling in specific areas, including specific areas in the Portland area, particularly when traveling between Gresham and our Boring, Oregon office using rideshare, because if I'm not able to get a ride out to campus or heading out there for any reason, I'll need to use rideshare. But in that area specifically, my rideshare denials are upwards of 50 to 75%. And this is true across the board for our clients, that depending on the area, some clients are experiencing 3, 4 or more rideshare denials in a row before they get a ride. This causes clients to need to plan for extra time, decide if they're not going to take their guide dog when they're traveling, or even miss out on what they need to travel for.
Wow. Kirsten, could you kind of help us understand what kind of pushback that you and others are getting from rideshare services?
When I am requesting a rideshare, the pushback that I experience can look a little different in many ways. It could look like someone, when they pull up, it can be a very upfront denial where someone says no dog. And even after trying to educate that person about both the rideshare's internal policy as well as the laws that back up that policy, that person might say, I don't care, no dogs, I'm allergic, I don't want to travel with a dog. And none of those reasons are allowable to deny access. It also can be where when someone finds out that I am traveling with a dog, I oftentimes do notify the person ahead of time because of the increased wait time that that ride will instantly drop, and then I have to wait additional time till another driver is found. It can also be that even if someone accepts the ride, I get into their car and now that person says, oh, I'm going to have to clean my car. This, even though she's sitting on the ground where she is legally supposed to be sitting, or I can't believe I have to do this. Oh, your dog smells, and becomes very angry in the ride, which is incredibly unsafe to now be in a vehicle with someone you don't know who is angry, and that can impact how they're driving.
Absolutely. Oh, that's frightening. So how important are rideshare services to people who are visually impaired or blind? I would imagine they're quite important.
When rideshare services first became a thing a number of years ago, the blind and low vision community was incredibly excited about the impact that this will have on transit access. Knowing that as blind and low vision travelers, driving personally is not an option for us, and we're relying on fixed route bus systems, paratransit, a friend or family member, and each of these have their limitations, including where the bus will travel, time, need to plan ahead, that rideshare created a space for equality to say, I can now travel wherever my friends travel, wherever my family members travel, and I can get there on my own schedule, and I can get there at the drop of a hat. It was incredibly exciting that that possibility. But unfortunately, that then came with the reality that denials started to increase. And over the years, instead of getting better, despite previous litigation that was aimed at doing so, those denials have increased and this space has become less accessible, creating less access when it should have created more access.
Is this just a problem with Uber or is it an issue with most rideshare service providers?
While this lawsuit is specifically against Uber, it is important to note that this is an experience that myself and all of our clients talk about experiencing in most rideshare services. Our hope is that this will set a legal precedent for other rideshare companies, as well as creating greater awareness and education that will then impact the rideshare community as a whole.
You're listening to Let's Talk Portland. More coming up in just a moment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're listening to Let's Talk Portland, and we're talking today with Kirsten French with Guide Dogs for the Blind. Now, Kirsten, have rideshare denials impacted your client's decision about getting a guide dog?
When thinking about the impact that these denials have had on our client's decision to get a guide dog or pursue getting another guide dog after their current one retires, it's maddening to think that this even has to enter the conversation. While anecdotally, we do hear from some clients saying that they are going to choose to not get another guide dog at this time due to denials being particularly prolific in their area, we don't see a large impact, but it shouldn't even have to enter into the conversation of in training to say, how are you going to navigate? Remember, this is your right. Here's how to navigate a denial. Here's the follow-up when this happens. Here are your rights. Here's how to report to the DOJ, because we do have to go into those conversations with all clients of, if you're using rideshare, there's a very good chance that this is going to happen. In fact, when we surveyed our clients in 2024, we found that 83% of surveyed clients reported having experienced at least one denial ever with their guide dog. So this shouldn't even have to enter into the conversation when someone's considering getting a guide dog, because clients get a guide dog for a variety of reasons, including increased comfort in traveling, this being a social bridge to have greater access to the world, and this being the way that they want to travel to be able to better engage in their life, do their job better, travel with their family better. And those three things should be the forefront, not what access am I going to have issues with.
Guide Dogs for the Blind is one of the largest nonprofits in the guide dog space. So what actions is Guide Dogs for the Blind taking in relation to this lawsuit?
We want clients to, in the community as a whole, to remember three things when we consider this issue. First and foremost, you have the right to be traveling with your guide dog. This is backed up by the Americans with Disabilities Act and rideshare policies. Second of all, when a denial happens, you need to report it both to the rideshare company and to the Department of Justice. Whether it is your first time or 400th time experiencing a denial, that number sounds like a lot, but that is the reality for many clients. And reporting it each time is what this case was built on, showing how pervasive and how pernicious this problem is because of each report that every client does. And finally, that our community as a whole, whether you are a guide dog handler, a volunteer, or even just a community member as a whole, you have a space to be an ally. Start the conversation with your community members. If you're in rideshare, start the conversation talking about why this is an issue, the rights that guide dog handlers have, the expectations that all guide dog handlers are living by on how their dog is going to behave in a space, and what they can be doing to create a more inclusive world. When we remember our rights, report when discrimination happens, and continue this conversation, we can continue pushing this issue forward in an effort to create a more inclusive world.
What's the reaction you're getting from the rideshare side of things? Are they reacting?
from the rideshare companies, we're hearing that this isn't an issue. These things are not happening and that they are dealing with this. On a personal side, I know how much is not being done because each time that I experienced a denial, and this is backed up by what our clients say as well, is they're told that the driver will be re-educated, you won't be placed with the driver again, and the driver has a chance to try again. These three things go against the policy, and those policies were built on the last lawsuit that was brought against Uber in 2014, because it said that lawsuit said that education was going to be increased, and if a driver does deny someone because of a disability, then they are going to be removed. By saying that we're going to increase, we'll re-educate this person, you won't be placed with them again, and they have an opportunity to try again. It's saying that our policies aren't good enough, our education isn't good enough. We are fulfilling the driver's desire to not be placed with a service dog by denying that they get their wishes met. And we are ultimately not following through on our policy that states once you deny someone, you are removed from this platform. You are not able to do this job.
This news is just, it's shocking to me. We're talking today with Kirsten French with Guide Dogs for the Blind. Now, Kirsten, in addition to rideshare denials, what other kinds of access denials are guide dog users and service animal handlers experiencing commonly?
Access denials are not unique to rideshare. They are just exceptionally pervasive in this space. However, clients are experiencing denials in restaurants, hotels, shops, grocery stores, other places of public accommodation that they have a federal right, and then often further substantiated from state laws, have a right to have access to. And clients are experiencing discrimination one on top of the other, which increase the impact of each discrimination. I was talking to a client recently who was sharing about their particularly disheartening restaurant denial, and this came after in that same day that they had experienced two rideshare denials. And three times in one day, they're experiencing access denials. And that the psychological impacts, the social impacts, the economic impacts from those add up and have such a damaging impact on this access that is a human right.
Absolutely. Now, why do these denials matter beyond a single incident or maybe even just an awkward moment?
Well, it's easy to think that these denials are one single moment in time, just a little awkwardness that will be smoothed over later. They add up. They add up to clients saying, I'm not sure I want to travel outside with my dog. I have to consider more time with my dog and more time with my travel with explaining my access. A lot of times clients are traveling with their dog and maybe another family member, including maybe young children. And the impact that is not just on that handler, it's also on those that they are traveling with and the damaging effects of that. We also want to think about how ways that rideshare is used by everyone of, I need to get somewhere very quickly. I'm going to a graduation. I might be going to say goodbye to a family member for the last time, or I'm going on a flight, and those minutes matter. And it's not just, dang it, I'm a little bit late. It's, I missed something that I can never get back because someone else is not following through with the law.
What can the broader community do to help address this issue?
When we're thinking about how we can be allies in this space, the broader community can think about it in three ways. One, they can think about their role in education. A lot of times access denials, and thinking about access denials as a whole, they may come across from a lack of knowledge about what does access look like. The more that we talk about that access, what the expectations are for everyone as a whole, we can start the conversation and be conduits of that education. Two, as businesses, we can remember that businesses have the right to ask two questions to determine if an animal is a service animal. One, is that dog required as a result of a disability, and what tasks has the dog been trained to do? And as a guide dog handler who does get asked this, I'm always happy to answer because it shows that that person does care about that access. And I, like all guide and service dog handlers, have behavioral expectations with my dog of how we should be behaving in public. She's always under my control, as it states in the law, and that we and the businesses can be on the same page with that access. And third is that reminder of if you witness discrimination, you can report it as well. So by providing education, remembering what access looks like, and reporting discrimination when we see it, we can be allies in this space.
Yeah, reporting it is probably a very important thing to do, and maybe a very difficult thing to do too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Well, Kirsten, we are just about out of time, but I want to ask you, is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know, like maybe where they can get additional information about this?
On our website at guidedogs.com, you can find more information about how you can be involved in our advocacy, how you can get involved in puppy raising, volunteering. If you are interested in our services, including our guide dog program, our orientation and mobility program, our canine buddy program, all of that's available at guidedogs.com. And as always, we receive no government funding and are reliant upon our generous donations. Those can be made at guidedogs.com. And finally, we have graduations every other Saturday, including this Saturday on our Oregon campus, and tours every Wednesday. We'd always love to have you join us and check out the impact that guide dogs have on our clients' lives.
And I can say that it's a great experience because Barb, one of my coworkers here at the radio station, she's a puppy trainer. And so we always have a new puppy around the radio stations all the time. And it's one of the most amazing things ever.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it really is so wonderful. Well, thank you so much for this information, and hopefully this will help get the word out.
Thank you for having us.
We've been talking today with Kirsten French with Guide Dogs for the Blind. Thanks again.
If you'd like to hear this interview again, just search for Let's Talk Portland on the Odyssey app. Let's Talk Portland is an Odyssey Portland public affairs program.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.